folklorist John Kay heard about hooked rug maker Marianne Sykes when he received an announcement about a show of hooked rugs in Chesterton, Indiana. He clicked through the images, and most were what he always sees from Indiana artists, floral designs and New England patterns.
And then all of a sudden, wow, here's a scene of some kids throwing snowballs. And that looks not like just a general scene. That's like somebody's personal memory.
He called the gallery owners who put him in contact with Sykes, and several weeks later...
This is an interview with Marianne Sykes at her home in Chesterton, Indiana.
Right.
And today
Sykes moved to Chesterton late in life to be close to her son. The community happened to have a hooked rug club, so at 80 years old, she picked up the new art form.
First of all, why don't you tell me what rug hooking is?
It's wall hangings rather than rug, and it's telling stories.
She grew up at the Angel Guardian Orphanage in Chicago, but her art does not depict images from her harsh and abusive childhood. She prefers to portray happy moments.
And so one of the first rugs she made was of Little Italy, the place where her family was from, and she... created this rug that kind of memorialized the fond memories when she got to leave the orphanage and go and visit her father on a couple weekends out of the year.
And the peddler would come because there were no supermarkets. There was the horse and the wagon with fresh vegetables, and the children would play.
Sykes now has 20 hooked rugs in her portfolio. Making art helps keep the brain sharp. It taps into both intellectual and creative functions. It draws on physical skills, and it encourages social interactions. That's according to Phil Stafford, director of the Center on Aging and Community at the Indiana Institute on Disability and Community.
I know that John's work with memory objects sometimes involves people who are, in a sense, memorializing themselves.
Stafford says making art helps remind us who we are.
I often talk about this with respect to community planning, that creating environments in which we can remember ourselves to ourselves is important. And that's another struggle sometimes for older people who are relocating or finding themselves in environments where their own sense of self is not reflected.
The majority of people Kay spoke with started creating art in their 70s or 80s after an intense life event like a relocation or retirement or the death of a loved one. It filled quiet moments in the day when they were unable to socialize. It also allowed them time to reflect on their lives. Stafford calls this reminiscence therapy, a technique often employed by art therapists.
In other words, to draw upon their own life history, sometimes to identify those successes and achievements and skills and adaptive behaviors and forms of resilience that they've used to cope with struggles in the past that they can recultivate to address struggles they may be encountering in old age.
Kay spoke with painter John Schulman before he passed away 4 years ago. Schulman had always carried a walking stick, but he started painting them after his wife Ada died.
And he had to learn, he told me this, I had to learn to be alone. I had to learn to find happiness.
You got to adjust, you know. You may have to move or something, but you got to adjust to those things. Or some sad thing may happen, you still got to adjust to them. And go on living. And be just as happy as you can.
Schulman told Kay that he was his happiest when he was painting those walking sticks. For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.